Fit and Healthy Kids, an early childhood podcast.
Hello from Nebraska Extension. This is LaDonna Worth and Lisa Pupp, Extension educators in the field of early childhood. We bring the research from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln to you.
We all experience fears from time to time. Fear is a normal and healthy human emotion. However, children and adults experience the world differently. Lisa, can you tell us about children's fears?
It is not uncommon for children to be afraid of things that don't make sense to their parents. Separation from parents, monsters under the bed, loud sounds and other experiences which may seem minor or silly to adults are quite real to children.
How can we help children face fears in a positive way?
We need to keep in mind that it is good for children to have a healthy sense of caution. They should be afraid of running into the street, for example. However, when a child has too much fear, it can interfere with their normal and healthy development. When you teach your child to recognize and label fear, it helps him to better manage his emotions and handle life's challenges.
Lisa, how can I talk to my children about fears?
It is important to notice and label when your child or others are scared. Include the physical features of fear. You might say to your child, "You jumped and grabbed my leg when you heard that loud sound. You were scared." It is also important to provide comfort and spend quality time together when he is scared. If your child is afraid of the dark, you can tell a story at bedtime and cuddle in the dark before you leave his room. This will help him to feel safe.
How can we use playtime to help children with their fears?
Since children learn through play, puppets and toys are great ways to role-play situations that your child understands. For example, "Wow, this dinosaur is shaking. He is scared because he is going to the doctor tomorrow. Let's help him by telling him what will happen at the doctor's office and teach him how to be brave." Make sure to also celebrate your child's successes. If your child is afraid of dogs, you can plan to walk by a house with a safe dog. When you have walked by the house, you can say, "Wow, you walked right by that doggy. You are so brave."
When we help our children understand fear and emotions, what do they gain?
When you help your child to understand and label all of his feelings, including fear, sadness, and jealousy, you give him more freedom to accept and experience the ups and downs of his life, which will ultimately reduce challenging behavior. So spend time together that will help him to feel cared for and safe. With love, practice, and language, he will learn that although the feeling may be uncomfortable, it will pass.
Understanding our emotions and helping children understand their feelings is the key in assisting children in reducing challenging behaviors.
This has been LaDonna and Lisa with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Until next time, enjoy your family time together.
Fit and Healthy Kids is a co-production of Nebraska Extension, Georgia Extension, Kansas State Extension, South Dakota State Extension, and the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral.